Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now. What's up, everybody? It's me. It's your girl, Sassy Scribe, of Situations with Sassy, coming to you once again with another hot fire show here on Bashani Radio, New York City and worldwide on the top three podcasting platforms. That is iHeart, iTunes, and Spotify. I am going to just jump right into it. I've been doing this whole podcast thing and discussing relationships for over 15 or 20 years. And I started it initially because I saw that there was a communication gap between black men and women. But with the onslaught of social media and how it just exploded across the scene, it's really showing that relationships are to be avoided at all costs. And at one point, there was a movement where people were talking about black love and black love is beautiful and hashtag black love. It was going all over social media, and then in walked a Kevin Samuels. And a lot of people said that he spoke truth. And he started out giving advice to men on as an image consultant or something like that. But eventually, black women discovered him. And like with most things, when black women discover something, we blow it up. And I'm not just going to say with that within social media, but fashion, music, just the black collective in general will glom onto something and it'll blow it up. Good, bad, or indifferent. And I'm seeing all of these, since his passing, all of these new quote-unquote love and relationship gurus come out of the woodwork. Now, and they're going to say, well, Sassy, you call yourself a relationship guru. No, I call myself an advocate for women, wanting women to be accountable for their actions. I haven't strayed from that. My show isn't about telling women how to get or keep a man. I don't know how many goddamn times I have to say my show isn't about how to tell women to get or keep a man. It's about women being accountable for our actions, because when I started this, I was one of those women that were never holding myself accountable for my actions. And I can't speak on anything until I myself have to go through the various situations, which is why it's called Situations with Sassy, that I've gone through, that I've learned from, that I've grown from. But every day I get on social media, and as a friend of mine just posted recently, who spoke the words that I couldn't quite put together in a respectful manner. And because I really don't want to get like the explicit content label, my version of what he said is, you got a lot of bitch ass men out here who can't handle the word no because of their fragile fucking egos. But he said, delicately, I'm tired of hearing you beta ass dudes on podcasts tearing women down just because the one you like wouldn't fuck you. So shut the fuck up. Respectfully. And every day, it's something different. And I noticed that there's one underlying factor with all of them, is that these men don't look like what women would desire, don't have the things that women would desire. And that's not just materialistic, but even in their conversation, it's always negative. And it makes me wonder, not only did the woman that you wanted not have sex with you, did she use you? Did you allow yourself to be used? so many things go through my mind about the negativity that these men constantly espouse every day on their various social media platforms. And listen, when I started podcasting, they thought it was just going to be a passing fad, and everybody and your mother has a podcast, and I'm happy for them. I think everybody can do whatever it is that they do in it within their lane. But the things that people say can be dangerous. There's so much negativity by black men about black women. There's nothing positive that they can say about us. There's nothing uplifting that they can say about us. They don't pour into us. Yet every day I hear black women wanting a black man. And sadly, some of these very men. Because for whatever reason, they don't have that value or that worth. To say that they deserve better. Because for whatever reason, they're not loving themselves to the nth degree. They don't see that value. So they allow men like this to come into their life and tear them down, telling them what they can't do. And you have these podcasts and these social media groups and these platforms telling black women and men what it is we should do for each other. When each one of us are different, each one of us have different love languages that speak to us, that resonates with us. Some it's touch, some it's attention, some it's words of affirmation where you pour into them and you lift them up. Some of it is materialistic where they want gifts. Some people want quality time and attention, and others just continue to take and take and take, and they never give. And that's what I'm seeing all up and down my various social media platforms. Discouraging monogamy, applauding polygyny and polyamorous relationships when the majority of men can't afford polyamorous relationships. And the majority of women are turned off by polyamorous relationships. Now you have some women that are deal with it. Hell, I've said this before and I got blasted for it. The majority of us are in polyamorous relationships and don't even know it. And that's really not a polyamorous relationship. Because a polyamorous relationship is an agreement amongst everyone. Amongst everyone within that relationship. Whether it's an open polyamorous relationship or a closed polyamorous relationship, there is an agreement amongst everyone. And most men can't handle that. See, the selfish part of it is that you got two coochies that are going to cater to you, that you're going to be able to sex. Real talk, the majority of y'all can barely satisfy one woman, let alone two. The majority of y'all have no idea what one of those women's spots are, what turns her on, what gets her motor running. The majority of you don't know how to finesse, don't know how to demand, don't know how to command, don't know how to bring out the freak in every last woman, because we all have one. We all have one. We all have that one burning desire to be that freak for you. For you. But all of y'all cannot bring it out. And as a woman, that can be frustrating as hell. But yet do go off and continue to talk about how black women value struggle love. Yes, there's a podcast out there like that. Do go off and call black men who pour into and uplift black women simps. because they understand and recognize the value that that woman brings to them. When you find that right woman that pours into you, that's going to nurture you, uplift you, and value you, your leadership and your word, because see, that key word leadership is what the majority don't have. You don't have a plan for your life, so how can you have a plan for our life? And I see so many women in relationships with men that are walking with grocery bags because he doesn't have a plan for the two of you. And for whatever reason, you've attached yourself, you've hitched your wagon to this. When you can do bad, I'm being cliche here, all by yourself. But you want to walk in the rain with him. And this has no color, because I've seen it through all spectrums of the races. Riding down the highway, you seeing a couple hand in hand walking, just as happy as they can be. Walking. Homeless. And then they bring children into that situation that they have no plan for. And I knock on wood every day and thank God that my parents had a plan. Now, maybe in their minds, they didn't have a plan. But the life that I had growing up, it looked like a plan to me. And all of these social media platforms are filled with people who don't even know what a good, healthy relationship looks like. Because they've been so used to seeing people struggle in their relationships that they only see the bad and they don't see the good. And my parents, had my father been still living, would have been married almost 55, 60 years. And they had their issues. They had their struggles. Everyone that I know that is happily married talks about their struggles. You can't be in a relationship with somebody and not have them. But for whatever reason, these men nowadays want everything to be smooth sailing. You want her to cater to you while you go off and do bullshit and expect her to stay there and take your shit. And sadly, the majority of women do it. Because in the back of her mind, eventually he's going to change and see me. And not everybody else insists he's not. He's not. You continue to ride for him, and he's going to expect you to continue to ride for him. And it's only when you stop and pump the brakes and you no longer ride for him. And sadly, he's going to let you walk away. And you being hurt and disgusted, and oh my God, he was my world. You had your life wrapped up in this man. You didn't see any value in yourself. But after you go through those five stages of grief and you begin to heal and you'll realize, sis, you dodged a huge bullet. Now he's out here living his best life with everything, thinking, oh, this is great. This is wonderful. He can have any woman he wants. He can smash any woman he wants. But let something tragic happen in his life. He has nobody to help him. And you have a lot of men saying they don't need anyone. And all of us need someone. Whether it's a sounding board or a life partner, we all need someone. We all. And let me rephrase that. We all want someone. We need air, we need water to breathe. But we all want someone that's going to ride for us, pour into us, uplift us emotionally, spiritually, mentally, physically. We all want that. And social media has given us the belief that we don't need it. It's made us think that we can continue to go on as we can, and we can't. You get black men and women in a room and we're on opposite sides of the room looking at each other, trying to figure out how can we get into the middle. And we can't, because we have all of these different distractions continuing to divide us. And men want love just as much as women. And for whatever reason, they're afraid to say it. For maybe for fear of being called a simp. There's nothing wrong with wanting love. Women have been so used to doing everything by themselves. Yes, it's hard to allow somebody to come in because you've allowed the wrong person to come in. You believed in a person that you thought in your mind could lead when you ignored all of the red flags showing you that he didn't know how to lead. So you turned a blind eye to it and ended up hurt in the end. Stop listening to these people whose longest relationship was 6 months. Who's only ever seen their example of what manhood is, men flipping woman after woman after woman. Quote unquote, living that bachelor lifestyle. And lonely as fuck on the inside. But giving you that impression that they're happy. And that's what these men are looking at. The man that they claimed was their guru telling them how women should be. And I mean, some of his shows that he had were really negative towards black women. Extremely negative. Women should let men use them. Are modern women proud to be selfish? Most modern women I know aren't selfish. The majority of the women I know aren't selfish. They're very loving and they're very giving of their time, their essence, and their energy. And it's unfortunate that they continue to give it to the wrong person. That is it for this edition of Situations with Sassy. Remember to live every moment, laugh every day, and this is the most important thing. Love beyond words. I will talk to you in a week. Until then, peace.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.